Blog Talk Radio.
Unto death. God, I will give you a crown of life. He did not say, you understand, be thou faithful until death. And I don't know the reason why, but for some reason we falsely use that verse. And for some reason we somehow misquote that valuable verse in our Bible. My God, because it does not say, be thou faithful until death. My God, but rather it says, be thou faithful unto death. And there is a difference in the word until and the word unto. Oh Lord, and that word until means to the point. But the word unto means beyond the point. Oh Lord, and until means is limited. But unto means is beyond all bounds and beyond all limits. Oh Lord, and if I think about this church, and how about the Franklin Baptist Church from a mighty long way? Oh Lord, yeah, ever this shows that there were too many until members instead of unto members. Oh Lord, and Reverend Franklin, I'm with you until I disagree with you. Oh Lord, and Dr. Franklin, I'm with you until you hurt my feelings. Oh Lord, and I'm with you until you don't call my name. And that's why I'm glad the writer did not say, be faithful until. But then I hear him saying, be faithful unto death. Oh Lord, and the road may be rough, the going may be tough, but I hear him saying, don't be faithful until bad things happen, but be faithful unto death. Yes, that means don't be faithful until death comes. But then, though it may cause my death, well, I must be faithful. Oh, yes. So I am saying, be thou faithful unto death. And I will give thee then a crown of life. Oh, yes. And I'm going to close there. And I tell you just one more thing. Well, it is said that back during the days of the Civil War, when the North and the South were at war one with another. And you know how our forefathers yearned and burned and prayed to be free. And after a while, many of them learned that the Union Army was on their way. And the old man that was on his plantation that was black born in slavery, when he heard the Union Army was coming, he got his stick and got him some rock and started down to the battlefield. Oh, yeah. Somebody said, John, where are you going with stones and sticks? I heard him saying, I'm going down to the battlefield and help the Union Army win this battle. But then, some way and somehow, yeah, John was shot down on that battlefield. And one of his friends walked up to him and held him in his arms. And I heard him saying, if my relatives ask you how I died, and if my friends should ask you how I died, well, tell them I died on the field. But God wants us to wear out. Oh, yeah. Dr. Quentin, you know, was still on the field. Yeah. I'm going to let you know here now. But I hear somebody saying, well, doctor, you told us about a good soldier. I heard you say that a good soldier obeys orders. I heard and a good soldier learned how to put on his uniform and how to use his weapons. I heard you say that a good soldier is self-sacrificing. But Jasper, tell me, is there anything else you got to say about a good soldier? Oh, Lord, I'm going to leave it when I tell you, yes, just one more thing I got to tell you. Just one more thing. Just one more.
God bless you tonight. This is Prophet with Ancestors tonight. God bless you. We want you to know tonight as we pray for you, as we stimulate you and motivate you to the next level. I want to thank God for everyone that come on tonight for the blessing. You go to my post office box number. That's post office box 28907 Chicago, Illinois, 60628 USA. I'm praying for the brothers and sisters over in Haiti to get this together. We also praying for those down in New Orleans, those down in Texas, in Houston. As I speak, the storm is there in Houston, and Baton Rouge, Charles, and all down through Beaumont, Texas, all down through there, we're praying. Tonight, I say, we're talking about our ancestors, but I'm talking about divine healing tonight through our ancestors. Let me say it again, divine healing through our ancestors. Divine healing through our ancestors. Give this number 714-816-4685. That's the number you can call in to our station. I want to talk about tonight breaking curses and hexes. And we got a lot of curses and hexes on us tonight. And we're caught up with witchcraft. We're caught up with warlocks and witches. And it's hard for people to get healed. It's hard for people to focus on the big lie. Trump told that lie, and it's still permeating now. You know, and I heard today, a young lady was on, and she said that in her town, everybody had been vaccinated. All of them had at the shop, but they still come down with the cold. That's the thing that was said. Tonight, I want to thank you, Sister Lisa, Brother Joe, Mother Frances down in Algiers going through something. She's a bishop. We're going to ride this out because God got something better. Revelation 14 and 7. Revelation 12 and 7. And Hebrew 11 and 1, now faith. You got to have faith in the healing. Somebody tonight, they're going to get healed. I seen your picture, Sister Duke, with your white on. You look good. I said, she got her white on. Always marking something. Mm-hmm. I seen Sister Duke's picture. Brother Dale looked at that picture. He said, this woman sang. I said, yes, she sang and disengaged looking for her. I want to tell you tonight, God is still in the blessing business. I want to thank Brother Jerry. Brother Jerry, I want to tell you, you're healed by his stripes. I want to say this to you tonight. Exodus 14:14, Exodus 23:20, God sent an angel. And I was talking to Trina, and Trina put her hand, I showed her our angel picture in her finger. I don't think she know. I think I got to call and tell her. God, glory, hallelujah. What we're going through in 21 and 20, in 20, we had the big lie. Trump lied, the Republican lied, they playing out a Hitler playbook. But in all of that, God is making us strong. God is still speaking to our mind, soul, and body. You go, Bishop, somebody asked me, Bishop, why this had to happen? Because we built on the lie. It was lied to us to come from Africa. It was lied down in Mississippi, Arkansas, and Louisiana. They worked out of ancestors for nothing. I shared you for nothing. So what God said, Bishop, I want you to read this, Exodus 14:14. Step back and let God work. You can't work, man. God put his spirit on his sons and his daughters. I'm a son, you're a daughter. And you can let the devil trick you in saying you nobody. You can let the devil trick you that you can't get healed. Let me tell you something. It ain't no medicine in the drugstore can heal like the faith of God. A divine healing. If you can speak it, good God Almighty, God will bless you. I was saying back in the day, I think Jerry or somebody else, I said, I decree that everything being done in the White House will open up. And it opened up. All the lies and, you know, the try to take over the FBI, the CIA, all of that. And then top the ice cream on the cake, they went to take America over. And some people were so naive, they couldn't even see it. Because when you're in the divine will of God, he's going to show you something. He's going to speak to you, man. He's going to speak to you. I'm reaching out tonight. I'm going to spirit. I say, just have a crossover night. I want to say to you, Saint, tonight, one of my good saints, you know, I had Saint Paul William on. He's a saint ancestor. And then we just got somebody else to leave him. The QCs, everybody know him. Good man, I got to make him a saint because they now make saints. And the angels, Michael Raphael, is the angel that come forth. But tonight, get your pencil and paper ready because we're going to give you something real tonight. Write it down. Those that need to be healed are going to heal. One lady called me and said she couldn't sleep at night. She's in Arkansas. She's worked, and then a lady in Louisiana said she's in Louisiana to buy a meal, and so much of overcome. And I want to tell you tonight, when I pray, God's going to release some things. If you pay attention tonight to this service, it's going to be a blessing for you. It's going to be an upside. If you got a need, you plant a seed. Now, what, this is what I'm saying. Whenever you need, when you see, you might see for your children, for your husband, for your wife. You might see for a special healing. God acknowledged seeding. I don't believe in time. I believe in harvest and seeding. And this is harvest time coming on. Whatever you want, God got what you want, and God got what you need. Yeah, Sister Duke, you had your white on, and the boy said, who's that lady there? I said, well, I might have to ordain make her a reverend. I started laughing, and a young lady came and asked me to pray for her. I prayed for her today, and I'm praying for Sister Ruby, whose daughter is in the hospital, and Sister Bryce called me praying for her, and she said, everything is in divine order. Sometimes you have to wait on God to move fast enough for you. Hebrews 11:1, now faith. Put this down. Hebrews 11:1. St. Peter 2:24. I want you to read Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God. Walk in the kingdom of God. Work in the kingdom of God. Whatever you need. God got what you need. God got what you want. I'm praying all these family lost loved ones. A lady called me today. Her son got killed. And she was just crying. Bishop, why? The wages of sin is death, the gift of God eternal life. It's a loss of negative energy. And it's a loss of warlocks and witches doing things to your mind. Your mind. If your mind wasn't right, you believe what Trump said. Trump lied and said, we got enough medicine for everybody. He went to the warehouse and had no medicine. People kicking, they want to kick Biden down. Biden did more since he's been in. The Trump was in for 2 years. Okay? He done did more. And the Republicans is still playing out of Hitler playbook. Hitler playbook is murder, mayhem, and all the other stuff. 6 million Jews and people was sick and all of that. And the Republicans is bound to them. They don't want the infrastructure. If they don't get the infrastructure, these bridges going to fall down. These roads going to crumble. These L's going to be falling because they can't get the money. They spent $6 million over in Afghanistan. $6 trillion. And what? And to kill them, I'm going to leave this alone because I'm on healing tonight. The ancestors told me to say it. They left trucks, tanks, and airplanes over there. Our money, the taxpayers' money. They should have brought that stuff back over here. They gave it to the enemy. I say. But I'm going to leave it alone because I want you to be motivated tonight. Psalms 109, east, west, north, and south. Yes, God got the answer for your problem. Yes, God got the cure for cancer, high blood tumors. Lady told me to pray for her. She had a cancer in her womb, and they wanted to do surgery or something. She said she didn't want it. We went to praying. Man calls, he's got prostate cancer. He said, don't want to take no chemo, don't want to take no pills. He said, bitch, I'm going to trust God. We began to pray for him, and God gave him a recipe to go get. His grandfather came to him in the spirit and told him, he went and got it. He said, a loss of tension. I mean, see, it's some natural stuff can heal your body, but all them chemicals that the pharmaceuticals fix. Yeah, it might heal cancer, but it might give you a heart attack. It might touch your heart and give you a stroke. It might poison your body. Like this virus stuff, the lady came on one of these movie stars, said when men take it, they ain't going to have no sex. You know, black men ain't going to take it when they told them the girl, one of the rappers, she said, black men take it, cut off their sex drive. Good God Almighty. I know men, them black men ain't taking it. They want their sex drive to be up and cut women's sex drive off too. Good God Almighty. Hey, they can take their drives and throw it in the river. They say, I'd rather die. Let my sex drive go down. I'm going to leave that alone. Hallelujah. Tell the Lord, thank you. I'm going tonight to one of my patron saints, and I know them in real life. So I know them in this life. I know them in the spiritual life. And I talked to him many times. And he said he had colon cancer. The doctor said he was going to die. He said, Bishop, I got healed. God healed me from colon cancer. I was supposed to die one day. They said I was supposed to die. They gave me a year to live, yet I'm still living. I just want you to know God is able to deliver you, and God is able to do something for you. And I just want you to get ready tonight and embrace the service that we got set up for you, and it's designed for you in mind. I don't know why these preachers keep getting. Me and Jerry was on last night. We talked about all these preachers get the mecca money, all this money. Now, you going to put me in jail for $20,000? You done gave $100,000 to mega churches that's already rich? You going to put somebody in jail for $10,000? Don't work that way. We got to get this together. But I want to touch you tonight. I'm going to St. James Moore. And he was around a long time. He motivated people. And we're going to hear from St. James Moore and the Mississippi Mass Choir. Come on, Lillian.
Thank you.
Can you tell them those are lost loved ones?
Take the votes back.
Well, you know,
So that's another part. The Sam Party is a split from Trump Party. Trump got the Republican Party. He holds them hostage. Okay? That way, you got to understand, it's a spiritual shift and a move. You got to stay within the Bible to see it. If you don't look in the Bible, you won't see it. It'll pass you by. Get Genesis 1, 26 and 27. And 28 of Genesis.
After God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth.
God said, let us make man. Now God is speaking to the power. He said, let us. Who is that us? That's the spirit. The spirit, let us make in our image of that. So you have to understand, there's some forces don't want you to be able to see what you see. And we're dealing now with God made man and made him over everything, right?
Yeah.
Now, if you made him over everything, he has to speak. If God said, you got to believe it. Not what I said, what God said. To let us make man as our image, as our likeness, right? To have dominion. That means that if you're a just man and you're righteous, when you speak, you can have dominion over everything that's not of God. You understand that?
Yeah.
Now tell me what you have to do to sustain that.
Well, first thing you got to do is you got to recognize evil and the several forms of evil.
Thank you. That's right.
You have to recognize it comes in different ways. It's just like when dude stand out here and if he kill all his kids, you say, man, why'd he do that? He was a good dude. Well, that's see the devil is a spirit too.
Yeah.
That's not just. So,
that's right.
It's just like this stuff with Trump. These guys are sitting in office. Now, all these politicians ain't crooked. But this evil has overcome them and overpowered their
business.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you ask one of the Republicans right now, why did you not... Coach to impeach him. He said, well, I didn't want to, but I felt like I had to because, you know, and that's what a lot of them are doing. The Republicans in office now are so afraid that they won't get reelected or that somebody gonna talk about them, that even though they don't want to vote for Trump or not to impeach him or whatever, they do it anyway.
But my thing is that they're by the people for the people, and they supposed to stand up for me and you. They supposed to stand up for this people. They supposed to speak out any untruth. They supposed to speak out. And what you're saying, what they're afraid of, when the truth, you gonna tell a lie, and ain't gonna tell the truth. And one of my biggest things now is looking at this whole thing. That means that people got to stand up and take a stand. You good or you evil. You right or you wrong. Trump had never said he was wrong. And these people that are demonic, those people that is not spiritually, they buy into it. So they are little demons, and they're being manipulated by a warlock and a witch. So it's so many things that happen. It's so many stuff that indeed is all coming out. The lady this morning said they went to the stockpile. It wasn't no virus in the stockpile. They can't give out 100,000 because they ain't got it. Trump, number one, Trump lied, and the president put over it, lied, Pence lied. Those three lies of people in high places doing dark stuff.
I just got rid of the doctor that lied about Trump's condition when he had coronavirus. He said, like, Trump was doing fine. And, you know, Biden says, no, you lied about that. You know, Trump was on the respirator for X number of hours. He was in really bad shape. And y'all told the American public that, oh, it was just like cold and yeah, that went back. You know, here you have a high official in government that's a doctor, and you lied. You lied about the condition of the president.
Mm.
So if Biden said, look, you fired, you're out of here. He asked you resign, and he didn't, so he ended up fired. So I kind of like the way that Biden is going through. He ain't, you know, these people, he weeds out these people that lied and is crooked and stuff like that. You know, you lied about the president of the United States and how sick he was.
Oh, he was in jail.
That man was in deep trouble.
That's right. See, so it's no honesty coming out of the Trump administration. And more we did, we found out he tried to bribe the Justice Department, tried to bribe the FBI, tried to bribe the CIA, the revenue, counter revenue. He bribed all the governments. Now, look at this him. I got you the director. I fire you. I bring somebody up that who can float and put them over you. I'm going to fire you. And I said, you're the acting. So what Trump did, and it's treason, that every department he fired people, he put acting, and the acting had to report directly to him.
Yeah.
And didn't nobody see that coming. See what I'm saying? So the part that I got to bring to the Bible, what the word said, we read that about 337. I think this is fret not thyself of evil. 37 number songs. Fret not thyself of evil doers, yeah.
Against the workers of iniquity. But they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as a green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verify thou shalt be fed.
Now, what is the metaphor of that? What do you, when you heard that, what did you see?
Don't worry about the evildoers.
Vengeance is mine. That's what I'm getting to see. Vengeance is mine. And God's a vengeance to heaven. So you have to point them out, but don't worry about them. So you know where they're at. So there's a lot of corruption on both sides of the fence. Okay? There's more corruption on the Republican side than the Democrat side, but they all is not playing out the right playbook. Do you agree with that?
Right.
Okay. Now, what do you think it'll take to put them on the right track?
Hey, I don't know.
God. And when they start, let me tell you, when they start falling dead, and that sin encumbers, and nothing touches them, because the evil that's been done already, the curse, they walk in where people have died and fought in Vietnam and Korea. People have gave their life, you know, blown up for these radical people that don't really love the government, got their hidden agenda, and I think they got 100 of them already. Guess what? They're lawyers. They're business people. These people ain't no just tramp dealer people that is planning to overthrow the government and still planning to overthrow America. Okay? And Russia is farming some of them. China is and some of them ain't getting funded from all the way around. What I'm saying, if the Republicans or Democrats say Trump is all right, they are treason to America. Now, what you say about that?
Yeah, that's right.
Now, what move do you think we should take as being clergymen, as being lay people? What move should the people take?
That's kind of tough because you realize that if they let some of the people go, that they identified in that march and march.
They're firing them, ain't they? They're firing them?
Yeah, but they say we're not going to prosecute all of
them. If a man got a gun, he got to be prosecuted like a man in the streets.
But the people going through the people, and I saw the video on the headline, that they're not going to, they might get those people that they saw from with the guns, but some of those people that they identified, they're not even going to prosecute.
What about the one with the bomb?
Well, they're going to get them.
What about the one that went in the office and took paperwork and sold typewriters and stuff?
Well, I assume they're going to get them, but what I'm saying is it's just the idea of that being reported makes no sense.
That means that they is letting them people get away with murder. What about the jail or the guy that got killed?
But what I'm saying is look where we're at. When you even publish something like that, that thought should never even cross people's mind of not prosecuting the people who are part of that
insurrection. This is like the insurrection, right? Let's see what the word says. Let's go to the Bible. Let's see what the Bible says about that. I'm going to look what the Bible says. Then you'll know. Get Mark chapter 5, go to verse 40, 41 and 42. See, the Bible will give standing how God directs his people and how he keeps us up. Mark chapter 5, 40, 41 and 42. St. Mark.
Well, this is what I used to have back earlier.
The reason I said that, you got some people that are sin sick. You got some people are mill sick. And they intimidate everything around them. So did you get that? Mark 5 and 40? Okay, read that.
And they laughed at him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entered in where the damsel was lying.
Mm-hmm.
And he took the damsel by the hand and said to her, Tumi, which is being interpreted damsel, I say you unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked. For she was of the age of 12 years.
12 years.
And they were astonished with great astonishment, and he charged them that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat.
Mm-hmm. He said he didn't want nobody to know it.
Right.
This is something he did in the private. What I mean by the dream, I said that, they laughed. People are laughing because they're loony. They're lunatic spirits. When a man has the lunatic spirit, that means he has a devil in him. And Jesus cast the devil out of him, right?
Yeah.
So we got people that got the lunatic spirit. They don't believe that Biden won fair and square. Why? Because Trump lied for a solid 2 months that was going to happen. He started saying that. They're going to steal it. He was planting that seed of doubt into lunatic minds. Okay? Now, what I'm saying with that, when you look at that, that's some deep stuff. What verse you stopped at?
43.
Now, get Romans 4, 19-18. Now, Romans 4. And when you get Romans 4, get 14, 18, 19, and 20. See, you got to, if God says you got to believe it. See, if Jesus says, that's God saying it, Father, Son, the Holy Spirit is saying it. We're caught up with demonic spirits walking the earth, and you got to fight them and don't they overtake you. The boy killed himself. The lady said if he got back in the school, he wouldn't just kill himself. He was going to kill himself because he was there with the demon. And the demon don't care where you at. They'll kill you on the bus, off the bus, on the train, in the school. The mother and daddy said the reason he killed himself, he was bored. How bored can you get? You know what I'm saying? That's the cop-out that we get. Read on.
Romans 4:17.
Yeah.
It is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before him whom be believed, even God, who quickened the dead, and calling those things which were not as though
they would be. That's right. See, when you put God in your plan, what he said ain't gonna come back void. When I said decree that the truth come out in Washington, and I'm decreeing right now that all the truth that he didn't come out, I just spoke that. And the word said, you speak something to happen, right?
Yeah.
Okay, read on.
Who against hope believed in hope that he may become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken? So shall thou seed be. And be not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadliness of Sarah's womb. Staggered not in the promise of God to unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God.
See, you got to have faith in what you're doing. Abraham didn't believe that Sarah had a baby. Her womb had dried up. Okay? Some women right now say they can't have a baby. They didn't got, really got a baby and they had the womb cut up. They sewed up, all of that. And naturally, you can get healed. Your body can heal itself. Your mind can heal itself, but you have the right system. This is what Mother Francis told me in Algiers. She said, Bishop, that virus that they're taking messes with your DNA in the long run because it's made up from chemicals. I can pick up some gumbo and put some with it and you can take it. All that virus will leave your body and your system. That's real talk. But you'll never see that on the news because they're going to say that's a that's just a worthless thinking. But anything that grab us is a natural healing fluid. When you take honey, you get more energy, right?
Yeah. But you gotta realize that the you basically bless that ingredient and you if people have faith in it. It's almost like I could tell people if they have faith, you could go to some places in Africa and say, listen, I got this ingredient right here that's gonna cure coronavirus. You may be holding a bottle of Coca-Cola. If those people have faith in what you prayed over them with and that those devices, They don't get healed.
Okay.
That could be a bottle of, that could be a bottle of coke. But if those people believe and
yes.
have faith,
yes,
they, could, you know, they will get healed. I was watching a movie on Netflix the other night, and it was this lady. She had started a this is a movie now. She started a Pentecostal church. And she was teaching healing, and they was about to, hang this lady. So the dude come to one of her sessions in a wheelchair. She said, "Well, bring him up here." You know, and she prayed for him, and the dude was able to walk around. A week later, he come back in a wheelchair, and the people was ready to hang on. They said, "Well, why, how come he could walk that day? Now he can't walk no more." They was ready to hang. I said, "Well, you tricked them and all this stuff like that." And she was saying, "He came back because you have no faith."
That's true.
If you know.
Empty faith, right?
Yeah.
So that's really some of the problem people have. They don't have no faith.
You know, that's why the bishop, when you go to churches and you heal somebody, them other people see that. Now they got faith. Oh, he did. He healed that leg. I got a bad leg. I'm going up there. Okay, they got faith. You know.
Mm-hmm.
When they see you do that, but it shouldn't have to be. It's not supposed to have to be that way.
That's right.
I should not have to see you heal somebody for me to have faith that I can be healed. It's the same thing. It's some ministers that when people come up and say, "Well, I want you to heal me," and they convince the people that you have that same power, and he said, "Go ahead on and try it. Go ahead on and try it," and they end up healing, being healed by what they say.
They claim the healing.
Yeah, they claim
that.
So they claim
the healing. And when they claim the and one of the things that you said, you have not, because you asked, now you heard that saying?
Yeah.
And it's important for people to take every word that God said or every word that Jesus said coming from the Father. If he says you're healed by my stripes, you're healed.
Yeah.
You don't say nothing, I'm healed. And that's the, they want to add something to it. Brother John, hear me. When you got, I was healed by stripes, I was healed because God said it. And that's fine.
Yeah.
You know right now, if you got 100 people just say, "I'm healed," I don't care what condition they got, and hold on to it, you know their body will reduce some enzymes, wipe that off. But
yeah.
People had faith back in the day. But since this modern technology, internet, TV,
yeah. They
don't have no faith. If they see it, they believe it, and most time what they see is illusion.
Yeah.
So, good on.
That's why, Bishop, if you go to Africa, if you go to Central America, where the people are spiritual, and they never had no doctors, and they never had no medicine or nothing like that, the people get more results in Africa than they do in the United States, way more. You see hundreds of people in Africa get healed.
Because they have nothing else to lean on but God. The European people have false gods, our gods, and
took
just like this virus. I ain't heard nobody come together in a football field and say, "We're going to have a all day of prayer." Listen to yourself. They play football in, they play basketball in.
Yeah.
I just come up with the word Super Bowl healing. Super Bowl healing. And I'm going to tell many people I can on that Super Bowl day,